It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2049, recorded Thursday, July 17th, 2025. Pranks a lot. On this episode of the GizWiz, Dickie D heads to one of our favorite events, the sweet, sweet event. Also, I have another pet gadget that may be a what the heck is it, plus a viewer video from Uncle Lala, more cameras, I'm sure, and a letter from the family. All next on the GizWiz!
Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now!
And here he is. Hi, Dickie D.
How are you?
Doing good. Our gadget developer, I was saying.
Oh, okay. Doing, oh, okay. Okay. Very good.
I liked it. It was a double, you know, double meaning. You could be developing photos like Uncle Lala, or maybe you're developing like an app. I don't know. Maybe you're developing.
For me to develop.
Again, I don't know.
Me develop an app. That will be the day. Downloading an app is hard enough.
Maybe with AI. Maybe with AI to build you an app.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Hey, Jarvis.
Anyway,
get it done.
Yeah. So, in case you're out of the loop, a lot of the East Coast had... Oh, did you have terrible storms?
So, we got bad... Yes, and we are getting some... There's, like, a thing over in the Gulf, and then there's this other thing just right on the east side of Florida. It's been causing really bad rain, but not the same type of formation as going on with you. Yeah, fill us
yeah.
in.
Yeah. We had the second most rain in an hour in the city's history. I think it was Saturday. I'm losing track now. It was 2 inches of rain in 1.5 hours. And it knocked out, I believe, five of the seven subway lines. It was horrendous. Fortunately,
just imagine that much rain, okay?
Yes.
Everywhere, on top of every building, on top of every surface, all at once, dropped in 30 minutes, and then that has to move. That has to be released.
All of it boring into subway stations.
That's insane.
Yeah. 23 subway stations closed because water was pouring in. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
But anyway.
Did you have any disasters or did you just rode out the storm?
No, it was great.
Water in your backyard or anything?
No. The drain handled it, which was amazing because Tiz and I, we said, let's clear the drains before the storm. And we said, we're digging and digging and we didn't get to where the drain was clear. And we thought, well, maybe there'll be enough water to clear the drain on its own. And somehow it did.
It worked. It worked. That's great.
And then yesterday was sweet, sweet. And it's funny that you wore a green shirt. I wore a red shirt because today was Christmas in July, which is at the Hilton.
Of course. Because we're halfway there? Halfway through the year.
And so this was from Toy Insider. That's part of Sweet Sweet.
Amazing.
And that was somebody's balloon birthday cake. Although it looks like they have Frankfurters on hard hats. I think
they're trying to be sprinkles, but...
Oh, I guess it's sprinkles on marshmallows.
Compared to the size of the cherries, though, that just does not make any sense. You know, that's a cherry for sure. You're right. It kind of does.
Well, when you go to a toy event, you're hoping it's not making too much sense.
Yeah, you want to use your imagination.
Yes, exactly.
You had a video from the floor?
Yeah, I have a little video of walking around. It's a little different than most shows because you sort of just roam and there are no booth numbers and you just roam around. And if you see something, you can run the video and I can just talk over it.
Here we are.
And what's something about this is that people in the press and vendors can bring their kids. So a lot of kids around. Elmer's Glue. I went to, what was Elmer's Glue? They're introducing their own slime.
Of course.
If there was a theme for half the show, slimy things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny because, I think I was talking about how much slime there was. An awful lot of kids there. And what's fun is the kids get to play with all the toys. And this is funny. Over there, I thought it said, I'll have to wait till the camera goes over there.
I thought it said beautify your slime.
Yes, I thought it said beautify your smile, but it's beautify your slime. And then my favorite part is at the end of this walkway is there was a lot of food there. But there was also
desserts.
A great dessert table. So this, I couldn't figure out this lady was figuring out what to take or taking pictures of it.
She was trying to decide. She was overwhelmed with the dessert table.
Yeah.
That's really, really fun. Okay, so we have to look forward to the sweet, sweet event.
Yes. Anything happening with you?
Not really. Tried to go to the beach. It got rained on this weekend.
Oh,
so
no.
That was
but isn't rain in Florida usually just 10 minutes?
No, not this time. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Is the weather got bad, and then it was like, oh my gosh, how bad is it going to be? And then it was just like, oh, it's bad like all week. And it only yesterday did it kind of let up, where we had like a good weather day where it was mostly sunny with only a little bit of rain. Other than that, it's just been pouring down rain. So.
And what kind? And the beach? What water is at your at the beach?
So I have two options. I either have the Gulf or I have the Atlantic. So.
I didn't realize you were that close to water.
Oh yeah. So from Orlando to the Atlantic, it's about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes.
So it's not down the block.
No, it's not. It's not just around the. Yeah, exactly. But for a weekend trip, it's perfect.
Oh, okay.
You know, you head out in the morning in your car. You find a parking spot. You know, you set up and chill out with your friends on the beach and maybe take a break to go get lunch, or maybe that's, you know, typically around noon, it's so warm anyways, and the showers and rains typically happen around 2 to 3. So typically you're like, your beach day is kind of over. It's definitely over by like 4 p.m. because then it's like so hot. Unless it's a cloudy day, it's just almost unbearable. So I have, the Atlantic over there, just about an hour and 45 minutes away. The Gulf is a more like 2 hours. And also the beaches that are accessible and like available with parking are more like 2.5 hours. But it's very interesting that both coasts are very different because of the water, because of the surf, the wind, you know, the Gulf doesn't have nearly as much wind. So there's a lot of surfing happening over on the East Coast of Florida. Tons of surfing. Cocoa Beach is where like Ron John's Surf Shop and like all the surf places that are known for are there. And then in the Gulf side, crystal clear water. And then you also have the Keys. Don't forget, you have Florida Keys, which I don't go to because that's like 10 hours away. Like that is so, so far away. So I wouldn't go to the Keys, but that's like the Caribbean of like crystal clear blue water, reefs, ocean life, like all that stuff. Florida has some insane beaches, and they're all different. That's the thing that I've loved learning about them, is like Siesta Key has like the softest sand in the world. And this, I mean, it's like almost a half mile wide beach until you get to the water. Like it is so, there's so much space on the beach because it's just sand, and then water. Where some beaches is like, you get a little bit of strip of sand and then you're right there at the water already. And then so like, there's all sorts of different vibes. You know, some beaches allow alcohol, some beaches allow dogs, some beaches don't allow either. Some beaches are more family oriented. So, you know, so it's all different.
So yeah. Well, I am a zero beach person. The reason I bought my first boat was I like the ocean, but the only way to get into the ocean without going across sand was to be in a boat. So that's how I got into boating.
That's you know what, though? That's great. I remember the first time that I stepped foot on a boat, I thought, this is camping on the water. I was so into camping. I grew up with round camping, Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
You know, pitching a tent. And so I remember seeing like, you know, wind powered only type thing. I was just like, that is insane to me that it seems so much like camping. Stephen Toronto asked, is it really 10 hours to Key West? It's not 10 hours. I just looked it up. It's about 6 hours. Six and a half hours from Orlando down to Key West.
Oh, okay.
The Keys are just crazy because, like, Key West, just to say Key Largo, is still, like, just that drive, it is absurd. That's a two-hour drive of mostly bridges.
I went to Key West by boat.
Oh my gosh! Oh, that honestly, I feel like that would be more exciting than this drive.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can drop.
We left from Fort Lauderdale and sailed to Key West. Power boated to Key West.
That actually seems very fun. Power boat, like a motor boat.
One of I think it was my Scarab. So it was a peppy boat. It ran 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. There's a lot of this on this drive.
Oh, my, yes, yes.
Just this.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I think that used to be a railroad, and they just rebuilt over it.
Maybe. There's a lot of that. And I don't exactly know where to see the worst of it, but, Can I just click there? Yeah, a lot of that. I find Florida's geography fascinating, just absolutely fascinating, because we also have the Everglades, which is like just unexplored wilderness. Like, it's massive. It's like the outback. It's like this huge part of Florida. Okay, enough chit chat. Let's jump into cool event.
Some fun gadgets, and here are three gadgets from
one company. Terra, but when you see the dragon, you might go Terra like that, but not too much. So we're going to find out. I didn't ask your name.
Sophie.
Sophie's going to tell us about these two guys that are lounging on the floor.
Let's start with our dinosaur.
Gosh, too realistic.
Oh, he goes backwards?
He goes backwards, and now we're going to come and bring him back home.
Hopefully you haven't seen Jurassic World.
Now, does he have auto home, or are you driving him home?
I'm driving him
home.
You're
driving him home, okay.
So this is super fun. He's going to be launching in a couple of weeks at Target and then later this fall at Walmart and Amazon. I think it's going to be a really fun Christmas present for the kids who doesn't love dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Now you get to have your own.
And the price point?
It's going to be between 25 and 30. Oh, about $27.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. And this
and
guy?
Rechargeable by USB-C, and then you just need a couple batteries for the remote.
Okay.
$27 is excellent. A great
here
price.
Here we have our giant Anaconda.
I agree. And I love that it's rechargeable.
Here we go. What very realistic slithering.
Wow. Yeah, that's too great. Realistic. I don't like
and it. And then we can also go backwards.
Wow.
You can turn. This is really fun for pranks.
Oh, fun for pranks.
I can imagine.
Only $20 at Target, and he's also going to be launching at Amazon and Walmart later, just in time for Christmas.
He is spooky. At Target now.
He's going to be at Target next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Okay. That is really great.
And then these guys are our bumper dinos, which are a lot of fun. These launched last year. They were featured on Good Morning America and in Good Housekeeping. So they're bumper dinos.
Oh, how
and
funny.
You have two controllers. So you can play as two player. But if you want, you can also set one on auto mode if you don't have any friends with you. So he's just going. And then I'm going to try to go.
And when they bang into
and
each other, do they do something?
They do. I'm not very good at this, to be honest. Let's go. There
we go. Okay. Oh, he's gone. He's
That's
down.
Actually really fun.
And how much is a set?
The bumper dinos are $30
for two?
For two.
For two. For oh, it's great. That's
They're
great.
Available at Target and on Amazon. And this wonder is our fly. Feel how light that is.
Okay. So I hope light. He doesn't fly because
he
it would scare
He doesn't
the...
quite fly.
Okay.
You can put him on the floor like a regular RC, or you can put him on the wall or your ceiling.
Oh my
gosh. You need a bit of a bigger wall to really see the action, and it doesn't work on a fabric wall, but here you're going to get
I don't
get
know
the
how this works.
It.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, it does look like
and
a fly.
$20.
Is he out now?
He is out now, okay. Yeah.
Well, when did that come out?
It came out in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
It that turns left and right. At
and
the speediness of a fly.
If you want to okay. Just
they,
set okay. It and forget it.
The designers got that right. I really like that. That is cool.
Well, we actually that was the parting gift was.
Oh, the fly! You got the fly.
And you know what? When you turn them on, it almost sounds like. I think there's a bit of suction here. I think he's sort of...
Hold him up to the camera. Here, hold the bottom up to
oh,
the
yeah,
camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's a little bit of suction and a couple of wheels. I think it kind of sucks itself
to the wall,
and then the little wheels move it along.
Huh.
It's amazing. It's pretty... And it's going to be $20, or it is $20.
That is a... I like that. So, like, I've given gifts for Christmas, like drones, right? You know, very
yeah.
fun, but they get a little out of control. So, being
yeah.
able to stick it on a drywall or something like that, I wonder
and
how
have
it
run
the
around.
Texture and stuff like that. I'm interested.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is.
Little remote control, USB-C charging for the fly, and then the remote takes, I think, two AA batteries.
Looks like it's, oh my gosh, 1 second, sorry. Operators.
Oh, you know what, Target, for some reason, it's not
available. Yeah, the link
yes.
doesn't look.
I don't think it might be there yet or something.
I also just really, I've been enjoying the trend of rechargeable batteries inside of the gadgets instead of AA's and things like that.
Right.
And I've noticed a lot of newer gadgets have USB-C chargers.
Yes.
I like it. I think it's nice. It's funny, this still needs two AAA batteries, but I think it might
yeah,
be for the
remote.
Yeah, for the remote.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. And then here is the Snake on Amazon. Looks cool. That looks
yeah, the yellow one look, I think, you know, the red snake and the green snake, for some reason the yellow snake looked really scary.
Yeah, I don't see that color on here.
No, I don't think it's out yet. I think that color is coming.
The fact that it could back up was actually surprising. I would have assumed it could have only gone forward just
yeah.
That's
yes.
kind of neat. And then
I love it for pranks.
Yes. That might be too realistic of a prank. You might get some people very upset with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then these is like the robots. What are those, Rock'em Sock'em robots or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
What it was giving, that was the impression I was getting. That was really cool. It looks like there's these buttons on the side that if you smash, I kind of see a separated button there on the edge of that little RC car that I think is what she was aiming for when she
ejected. Yes, I think so. Yes.
Over there.
That flips the dyno out of the truck and onto the pavement.
And I really like the addition of like single player mode. That is the coolest little they could put that on the box. Single player mode technology, okay? That's actually a cool thing to do when you don't have, when you just got it on Christmas Day and your friends aren't there yet to play around with you yet. I think that was a really nice additional feature for the gadget. That was really cool. So Terra toys, they are kind of terrifying. You were right about that. Yeah. So
exactly. Now the next thing, this is so clever. It's using water cooking technology.
Interesting. Okay. So water cooking technology, I think of sous vide. Is it
something? Oh no, nothing like that.
Nothing like sous vide.
It's for very young kids, but the kids playing with it at the show.
I'm being too serious. This is a toy, is what you're saying.
Oh, it's a toy.
Okay. Never mind. Okay, now I'm ready to watch.
Where it's sweet for the whole day. Yes.
I'm thinking a real gadget. Okay, here we go. Jumping in.
Hey, you know, kids love to do what their parents do. And now we have a new set called Simmer and Stir.
The Simmer and Stir Stovetop Playset from Melissa and Doug. It's our latest innovation from the brand. We love pretend play food, and we also love our water route technology, if you're familiar with that, and our activity beds and boards.
Oh, yeah, technology.
So here we have some pretend play food. They have this white coating on them. It makes it look like they're frozen. So once we throw that in our pot, we have some broccoli, some shrimp, some mushrooms, and here in this pen, it's a little water reservoir.
Oh, right.
So as we start to stir it up, get them nice and coated, you can start to see they start to change color, and so they're fully cooked steak. So yeah, these take a little bit of time.
They slowly turn into looking like the item.
Real cooking with their parents. And then once you're done and these are all cooked, you can see we kind of have an array, and they'll go back to their original shape with white coating again. Yeah.
And all it is water. There's no heat.
It's all water. It's all water. No batteries. This is the place that here. Yeah.
It's very cute. And this is what it looks like?
Yeah, so this is our Simmer and Stir set.
Okay.
And then this one is out now. And then we also have this Flip and Fry grill set, which is launching this week. So same play pattern, same type of technology. This one has like pancakes and burgers, some french fries, all the good.
I see this one's $20?
Yes, this one's $19.99 and this one's
$34.99. I think it's great. It's very cute. Mm-hmm. It tastes better than the stuff I've been cooking. Also working at the table, they have a girl that uses the same technology.
And this little girl is like, I'm playing here.
Yes, I know. Hello, I'm cooking here. I'm doing some serious cooking.
Oh my God, that was water coming out of there. That was adorable.
It is so cute. It is so cute and so clever.
And water cooking technology. Okay, yes. And that went way over my head.
Me too. And later on, walking around, and then it said, you know, I think you missed a bet by not videotaping that. I said, well, let me go back and look at it. And then I realized, oh, this is, it looks like it's supposed to be frozen when you first get it because it's white. And then as you flip it around in the water in the pan,
that water makes that go away. It's so cool. It's really, really, really clever. It surprised me. It really did surprise me how fun that was. And I like what they chose, the broccoli and stuff.
Yeah, it's very the color reveal. It's very clever. This is last year, this company, Melissa and Doug, they had the tent that you had mats with food on it, but if you flipped the mats over, there was tic-tac-toe, and there's a window in the back of the tent so you could play puppets. And they just do
remember that one.
Yes. They do very, very inventive things for kids.
That's really cool. That's really, really cool. Yeah, Melissa and Doug. Okay. I feel like I should have seen this toy exist before. Like, it seems like a classic toy type of thing, like almost etch-a-sketched style of classic.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never seen anything like it. That seems so fun. Okay, cool.
All right, then we had to go over because Lego sent out press releases that they were releasing at the show their first. Did you know there's a whole line of Lego for adults?
Yes, actually.
You did?
Yeah. Are you talking about the like artist series that they have where they're like.
They have, yeah. I didn't know about the art.
Yeah, there's art, there's see. Like bouquets, yes. There's wreaths, yes. There's like all these like things right. that kids don't really want to make.
Look at the video and you'll see their new invention and it says 18 and up. Normally you expect to see 3 and up. This says 18 and up. Here's the video.
Okay.
I'm here at Lego and Lego is always thinking of new things. Well, look at this guy here. It is a...
Lego Ideas minifigure vending machine.
Oh my gosh, does it work?
Yes, absolutely. If you turn it clockwise.
Okay, oh, there's a coin in there. Okay, just turn it. I got my money back. And I got a prize. So you, how many pieces is this? Any idea?
This is 1,300 pieces, just over.
Oh, okay, 1,343. Oh, wait a minute. 18 and up?
Yeah, absolutely. Our 18 and up distinction really just allows adults to play. Because, of course, as a brand, we are kid-focused at heart, but now we have so many adults who are fans as well, so we want to include them in all of our sets.
Okay, can you show me what we have new for kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we'll start here. Okay. Two and up.
Okay.
We have F1, Louie, and Peppa Pig, so a lot of fandom. We are, of course, really, really leaning into the F1 partnerships this year, so we have a few sets. The Pit Stop and Pit Crew is a great one, very interactive for kids 6 and up. Then over here, Shane, the Lego Super Mario. Mario Kart just came out this year as well, so really great to see that addition to the portfolio. We'll come on over here. We have new Lego Dream sets along with Lego Ninjago. Lego Friends, this one's great. It really gives
oh my goodness, they have a whole interior.
Ah, that's the boat I want.
Cool,
the one that I can afford, at least.
So what's the youngest you said?
2+.
About 2 and up?
2 and up. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah,
is that a Lego?
Lego Hearts. It's a Bingo.
That's probably part of their adult series.
Yeah, a while now. So this is some of our most popular adult sets.
Oh, adult. Okay.
Yeah, so
age 65 and up.
This one is over 26
and up. Oh, my goodness.
A very hefty build. And then the same with the Lego Technic. So this is about 1,300. Of course, this is F1. It is a really great model. It does have the suspension as well as steering and a V6.
Oh my gosh. Perfect. This is great. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
They are so clever. Like, they must have Lego designers, you know, part of their salaried staff because I'm always blown away by the.
Yeah. And you know, what was it, 20 years ago, whatever it was, when they lost the patent on making Legos because they forgot to renew it, people thought, well, Legos finished.
I know.
Really?
I know. They were brilliant, I think, in moving into licensing, moving into entertainment. Lego is, I've said this, I'm for non-casual GizWiz people, I'll be repeating myself. I think it's this brightest move in the business book for them to have also moved into video games and movies. They've really become a culture company instead of really just a brick company, which is honestly amazing. Really, really crazy to see. There it is, the vending machine, only if you're an adult.
And you get Lego miniatures. There you are.
Yeah, you get a ton of minifigures. Yeah.
You get 16 of them with the gum machine, the gumball machine.
This one looks like the one from the Lego movie.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So does he. He's like, he has the same one. You got a golden astronaut and another golden astronaut. You get two of the same astronaut. It looks like you do double up a few. But
will be out in the fall.
That is really, really cool. Love it. Love it. Man, they do a great job with marketing. Holy moly. Okay.
Even as spokesperson. Today we went to the company Fuji with these instant cameras, and I took out a microphone and said, what's that? I said, do a little interview. He said, we don't do interviews. Oh. I said, what? He said, we don't do interviews. I said, okay. What?
Dang it, Fuji. Come on.
You got go to a show?
Press there. You got media there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird.
Anyway, that brings us to, ladies and gentlemen, ta-da!
Time to get crappy.
You might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, we got a pet gadget. I kind of want to see if this is a what the heck is it, too. I want to see.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, you will see the name of it. I don't know if that gives it away or not. Also, I can't remember if we've honestly done this before, but here it is. This is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or a part.
Is it still pet?
It is pet.
Okay.
Pet-themed. This is a pet-themed gadget.
God, filing a doggy's nails?
No.
Boy, I'm...
Well?
The lost key to the doghouse?
Where are the kitty cats? I saw them around here earlier.
Let me see the chat room.
Chat room, you got any idea? It's about the size of a key. Has chat a key ring room. Hole on it.
Litterbox scraper? Oh, and someone Gentle else said key to the doghouse.
Artron said the same thing. A key to the doghouse. A detangler. Picking a lock. Okay, well, let's take a look at the video I recorded earlier.
Gosh.
We are back with a
no one got it.
Pet gadget. And this one came to me from Amazon just in this envelope, which I can't tell if this is the full packaging or like extra packaging. There we go. Here it is, the Picket. This is a tool which honestly could probably be a really good what the heck is it? How is it attached here?
Just by it was.
Stick? Yeah. A glue dot is making an appearance back onto the show. Maybe a good what the heck is it? Well, that might be a problem. I can't get it off. But this is a tool that is used to get fur out of vacuums and also, you know, hair out of hair brushes. You can kind of see on that photo down there.
Becky got the closest with a detangler.
Mostly just vacuums and hair brushes. And as someone who has cats, definitely I can say that my vacuum brushes get clogged with pet
Scooter
hair.
X found
now,
it.
Now, I typically have to either, if it gets really bad, take an X-Acto knife and cut or pick this out, typically. So actually, I don't have that much right now, I think, because recently I tried to clean it. But the idea is that these teeth will help grab this hair and fur that's inside of the vacuum and help pull it all out.
That white hair is definitely
nice.
Toast fur.
The glue dot is still on it. Remember from the packaging.
Or Charlie's fur.
Helps with the traction, you know, with the keeping it on my fingers. And you could pull, I guess I could, from the other side it works. This is quite gross to do over my desk, I understand. Sorry, listen, I'm taking one for the team here. Okay, so that works kind of okay. It does work better than just my fingers. I also have one more vacuum. This is just a smaller one. Same sort of situation. This one I typically use in my car because it has a smaller head here on the vacuum, which is nice. So getting back in there, I like it.
It works. Yeah,
I do like
it. Works.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of working nice. I do like it. It doesn't, the teeth don't kind of grab too much onto the hair or fur. So honestly, pretty good in my opinion. Now, how much would you pay?
$10.
Only $9 on Amazon. So pretty expensive.
Basically.
You can also just see kind of a better idea of some of the things that they suggest that you use it for. I have had that bad of a vacuum situation before. So there you go. The Pick It tool. I guess you could also put it on your keychain if you want.
Okie dokie.
Right. That's pretty good.
I got this out. Someone said teeth down. Oh, yeah, honestly. Yeah, teeth down works pretty good, too. The other thing is that they really suggest using it with brushes, which I don't have that long of hair, and I don't really use a brush, so I didn't really have a brush to test it out on. But obviously...
Oh, use it to clean a brush.
Right, just a normal hairbrush.
Yeah,
a human hairbrush, basically.
Yeah.
And so I just don't kind of have that problem. But if you're someone who has that problem, I think that it would be pretty good for that as well, based off of just my usage of it. There you go.
Ratings. And that's seen on TV. Oh, my
yes,
God.
As seen on TV. I haven't seen it on TV, but it has apparently been on TV. Not exactly. but, hey, great ratings. You can see a lot of people with some nasty hair. I don't know how much we want to look through all that, but but it works. It works. Just there off of Amazon. With that,
sounds good.
Let's move to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Uncle Lala, a.k.a. Lawrence Wengler, W-E-N-G-L-E-R. Hi, Dickie D and Chad. I accepted your challenge to top my last video. I don't know if this will do it, but I gave it a try. It's a video of Kodak cameras in my collection that span 95 years.
Love it. Also, the first frame of Uncle Lala's video is Uncle Lala's camera corner.
Oh my gosh.
I think this is a AI generated image, but it is perfect, spot on. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's great. Anyway,
that made me
smile big time. So here we go.
I love it when you're confident.
Confident.
Confident. I love it when you're confident.
Confident.
Wow.
Oh
wow. Original price $8. The reflex. Oh my gosh. Kodak Pony.
Pony. Wow. $33 is a lot back then.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, we're getting into the 50s prices.
The Retina? Oh, I remember the Instamatic. That was a big deal.
Oh my gosh, the flash bulbs, the squares.
Oh, the flash cubes.
The flash cubes.
Oh, and the Instamatics, the little guys. Wow.
First consumer digital camera.
Oh my god,
$900. Yeah, whoa.
Oh, Easy Share was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Wow.
That is really,
wow.
really cool. Yeah.
Uncle Lala, do you have a camera shop?
No, I don't think. My guess is that they but yeah, we should ask. Yeah, inspired by Chad's Crappy Corner. I love it. Love the inspiration. Love it. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yeah. I mean, I remember my first digital camera. It was, gosh, I was so excited. It was like 2 megapixels, you know? It was like
yes.
a typical webcam today. So excited with it. And then now, gosh, the cameras you get off of
oh
a
my gosh.
Phone are incredible. Incredible. Yeah. And then the digital cameras that I have are like the mirrorless or like the DSLRs, which are just absurdly good compared to what we originally had, gosh, back in the day. Scooter X shares a post,
oh,
which is...
Oh, the disc camera.
Yeah, the disc camera.
God.
The rise and fall of the Kodak disc camera. Ask
well,
me
know,
about.
I don't think I remember this.
I don't either. It's like the first. Okay, the launch camera is the price. Okay, no. I was trying to see if that was like tech specs. Whoa.
Whoa! What the heck?
Are those the photos?
I think so.
What? Love the selfie stick. Look at that. They knew what was up back then.
Yeah.
The selfie stick. What? Disc photography at the Epcot. And Disney, Disney World, baby.
Turn the wheel.
I feel like I need, there's too much to digest here in just this one or here.
Yes,
let's,
absolutely.
There we go. Let's get this
one
commercial.
Minute.
Kodak announces a whole new way to make pictures. Introducing disc photography. The beginning is this, a unique film disc. A disc
it is film.
So thin there's room in the camera for an array of precision electronics. The new Kodak disc camera. Press a single button, and the new Kodak disc camera does it all. It reads the light. It knows when to flash, and can flash again in 1 1/3 seconds. It even advances the film disc automatically, so you can capture those wonderful moments you may have been missing. The new Kodak disc camera.
Boy, I don't remember this at all. That's a riot.
Now knowing that it's film, also just like... What's the point? It seems like it's lower
yeah,
resolution
exactly.
than a 35 millimeter. Like,
exactly.
That's funny. That is really funny. Awesome. Thank you so much, Uncle Lala, for another trip down your camera memory lane. That is some cool stuff, cool tech.
That is an amazing how many different versions Kodaks. Of cameras Kodak had done.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Very, very cool.
Wow.
Very,
wow.
very cool. With that, let's move to the letter.
Become the letters. Your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Now.
All right. It is from Selena and Dane Johnson.
OMG Mom and OMG Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Dick and Chad. On a Triple S month, we thought of you, Dick. We rode the Haber Mountain Railway on a scenic trip to Wasatch Mountains outside Salt Lake City. We enjoyed the train ride. See photos.
They had
musical entertainment for part of the... Oh, tell us who... Let's see.
So that's my mom.
Your mom and dad.
Yeah, that's my dad. And that's my aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, and she lives in Salt Lake, and so they were visiting her, Aunt Ruby, out there in Salt Lake. It was just, yeah, good time. And then here is, I guess, more of their trip.
Okay.
And then did she tell you about these, that's crazy. Look at those folks down there. Did she tell you about these windows that they saw? Is that in the email?
Yeah, she said, I remember windows in my grandma's farmhouse. They had a great technology. Oh, I remember. There were windows with pulleys and weights that I obtained from the Phillips company. Through time, the ropes would break and the system would no longer work. We used a sawed-off broomstick to prop the windows open. More than once, someone bumped the stick and the window came crashing down, sometimes on an arm. On the train, we saw a clever way to solve the problem that with when window tech breaks. They used a piano hinge on a piece of wood to hold the window open. It prevents someone from accidentally knocking out the stick. Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
That's
clever.
Not sure if we can classify this as a gadget, but I thought it was ingenious nevertheless.
Yeah, so these windows that are super duper heavy because it's like a big pane of glass and the friction of the wood used to have these ropes with pulleys in them. But when the ropes break and the weight falls and you can't really get in there to fix it, they came up with a solution to put this hinge and piece of wood there, which I think is really cool.
It is very clever.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
Yeah. There you go. That's their trip.
And they say, as always, we enjoy the Gizwiz so much and wish you guys the best, Selena and Dane Johnson.
Now, you were telling me you did some research on the Haber Valley Train Company.
Yes, they not only have tours, but they have specialized, like the rock and roll train.
Yeah, the hobo train.
The hobo train, Friday night train.
And?
I wonder what day of the week that is. The Monday night train. Oh, my Chad, there you go.
The Taylor dance party train. Oops, I clicked the wrong one. Got too excited there. Yeah, that looks fun. There we go.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
August 1st.
Yes. Probably in small type somewhere it says, Taylor Swift will not appear on this train.
No, I don't think so. Hey, but you can get a whole table for four for only $180.
Oh, you know, that's pretty, that's a very decent price.
Yeah. Or just $25 general admission. There you go. I would do that and sing along. I got my TTPD album.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Up here from Taylor. Yeah, I'd sing all of them. I'd belt, and my lungs would break. That's really cool. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for sending
that
over.
That was great. It's habertrain.com, HEBERtrain.com, and I'll put that in the show notes.
There it is. Yeah, it's so funny that they do specialty train rides. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for sending over that letter. And then also thank you to our patrons at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. You guys support us every single episode. We can't thank you enough. If you want to support the show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. There you can support the show every single episode. And we really, really, really appreciate it. So please... head on over there. If Patreon is not your thing or you want to give a different way, head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's our website where we support the show every single episode. Where we publish the show. And while you're there, there's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. You can click on that and it'll take you to a page with a big old Patreon banner to find us and support us there, or a tiny little link that'll take you to PayPal if you want to support us on PayPal. And some folks like supporting us that way. So if you want to, there it is. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When you're there, join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of people. They're absolutely amazing. And if you didn't catch the show live, they are on the website or on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Also, while you're still on the internet, head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we talk about on the show. So head there if you need a link or a reminder or a description of a gadget that we talked about. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, just like how we do on this show. This one's the official one. This is obvious to me that this is a porthole structure. This is a porthole device to make sure that intruders won't intrude through a porthole on a ship.
Very useful. Very useful.
If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for clever, hilarious, or interesting answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show.
Wait, one second. We need more videos.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So you does not have to be as professionally done as Uncle Lala. Just a picture of you talking about a gadget, or a picture of the gadget and you talking about it. Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, and landscape mode, and put it up on YouTube, click unlisted, and send the URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we will send you the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you if you live in the U.S. and Canada. If you're sending in an email, a video from outside that, I'll autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo and send you a high-res image to print out at your end. So we need more videos. As I said, you don't have to worry about it being professional because you can all level.
Because we're not professional.
We're right? not professional, yeah, no. Yeah. No,
as long as
we do not come up to Uncle Lala's standards. No.
As long as you record it this way and not
yes,
this
exactly.
way, we'll be
exactly.
good. Just record it this exactly. way and we're happy. Yeah. That about wraps up for our show. That's a good reminder. Email the show, mail@gizwiz.tv with your videos. Do it now, and we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.